Good morning once again. Welcome to yet another episode and another day of Trail and Arrows. I have to apologise to anyone who listened to the last episode. I feel like I ended it on a bit of a moody mare. I was a bit moody mare. Yesterday, day 105 was tough, mentally and emotionally for both Molly and I. We were just thinking about home a lot in different ways. Molly was thinking about missing her family and her parents, and she wasn't feeling too well, so she was looking for the comfort of her family. And I was just thinking about trying to progress further on the trail, because in my head, the further I got, the nearer I got to where my parents were going to be when they came over. And because of all that, we were just thinking about, well, we were both just homesick in our own little ways, and it just meant that towards the end of the day, on a day where both of us again had like completely different ideas of how the day was going to go, you know, we were just like, essentially we just kind of had an emotional clash, and we both were feeling pretty down. And the thing, we had a little argument, there you go, it happens with couples, it happens, but we sorted out really quick, and actually both felt really better. And it, essentially there was like a misunderstanding, a miscommunication, because I was down, it was mainly my fault, I think. I was down because I was worried that if we didn't do over 20 miles each day, that we would not be getting into Oregon until far later into August, and then my parents would be having to come down really far south, and I would feel like I haven't progressed much, and then we would have to rush. So that was all of my worry, but I did the maths wrong in my head, and essentially even if we just do 20s each day, we'll be getting to Oregon around like the 3rd of August, which is actually kind of what I was hoping for anyway, but I thought we had to do a lot more miles than we were doing. So I was feeling kind of homesick and down because I thought, oh man, like, we're not getting as far as I thought we would be. And, you know, to me, even though it doesn't really correlate, but to me that was like, well, I'm further away from home then. And then Molly was just feeling ill and was just confused. And but we sorted it all out now. So I'm feeling good. We're both feeling good. And it's nice and early today. It's 5:45. Right now, just doing a little few chores down by the river. Let's see how Molly's doing. Oh, she's up. What a star. Morning. You right? Yeah. Oh, had a pretty solid sleep last night, despite how short it really was. But no, it was really, really good. And I managed to wash my shirt in the river, and it's kind of dry. I did that last night, so hopefully I won't be smelling too much like milky cheese. Ooh, mosquitoes aren't too bad this morning, which is quite nice. Oh man, I'm looking forward to getting back on the trail with a new head and with a new perspective on what we're doing, actually, because now I actually feel really good. Anything's good, like 20 miles is decent. It's still going to get us to Oregon when I thought we were meant to be getting there, so that's really good. I'm glad I misunderstood all of the numbers and everything, because it's one of those nice things where you're like, you're down, you're upset, and you're kind of like, oh, we're not gonna make it, you're having a stupid Mary moment, and then someone, Molly, just takes her little bit of maths brain to tell me that, actually, Ethan, what are you on about? This is, we're on schedule, we're on your schedule. Oh, the schedule I did have in my head would be getting us to Oregon way too early. So happy days. Happy, happy days. Oh, chore time in the morning sucks. I need to filter water. I need to dry my pants that I just washed. Blow down my sleeping pad. Oh, and all I want to do is eat and then sleep. Yeah, tired. Been cutting up and down, all these small little hills through woodland, super dense forest. It's just been nice and shaded. Yeah, yeah, like a maze. It really has been, like, feeling kind of disorientated. Not sure which direction we're headed. I have no idea where the trail's taking us today either. All I can see ahead are trees. And the trail keeps diving up these super kind of brief but really, really steep stretches, tiring us out, and then every now and then it goes downhill really steep. And throughout this woodland, it's been really dense, but sometimes you get these random, like, ridge lines of pure white, almost smooth rock just jutting out into the forest. And it's just, you know, about like 30 to 50 foot long, really high. Luckily we don't really have to climb over them, they're just down below us. But it's just, it looks so unnatural and like normal, almost like quarry dump, but it's just this huge ridgeline. Wow, bit of ice, never did no one no harm. Oh man. Ah, bush. Whew. We're in a like an exposed spot right now. I was saying to Molly earlier, the sun really gets me. Really heats me up, even early morning like this. It's like, what, 7:30? Yeah. And it just heats me up, no matter when. My body's just not used to the heat anymore. I think I got used to it in Southern California, and now, after the Sierra and everything, I'm gonna have to get used to this. Because it's only gonna get worse, I think. This is more like it. Mule's ears again. Heading towards the top of a ridgeline. Nice and open. Can see a little bit further than a couple of meters. Sun is out, baking my face, but it's all good. I'm happy.
We just like popped over the top of one of these ridges. And then scooted along to the left hand side of it for a bit. And on the other side of this ridge, you can see that this maze of wooded steep hills is past, and it's more gradual rolling hills. But now we're sweeping back to the right. I hope just to walk on this lovely ridge line.
Yeah, so fingers crossed. I'm always excited when we're heading towards the top of a ridgeline to see what's on the other side. Yeah, how good a view is this going to be? It's always good.
I love walking on this line.
Is that noise cicada?
I think it might be.
I wasn't sure if they got them here, but actually I think they do, because I'm pretty sure I saw the skin of one the other day.
Here we go.
Well, it's just that thing of being able to see where you're going, yeah, for a certain distance, and then when you reach that distance, you know how far you've come, you know?
Like, especially for someone like me, who's a neurotic navigator, I really like to know where I'm going,
yeah,
and what direction I'm walking in. So that was awful. Well, it wasn't awful, but
no,
it was very irritating for me because I don't know.
You're just winding in and out of like a dense forest.
Winding in and out. I don't know at which point I'm going to go up or down. Don't know whether I'm going to go left or right. And it's just kind of like, and every time the trail just starts going down or starts going up, it's just a play.
Mm.
I'm like, ah!
You like to be able to see it before it comes.
Yeah, it's like a roller coaster.
I still feel a bit disoriented though. I'm not sure if we're heading north, like straight north right now.
I think we are. I don't really know, for sure.
Oh, this is going to be nice, though. Yay. We're like just walking towards the peak of the ridge.
I feel like we've just strolled out of the maze. Really, like
that. Yeah. God, this is going to be good. On our left, we've got... Oh yeah, we're actually at quite high elevation. Didn't realise. On our left, we've got like these big... I don't know, I guess it's a mountain, isn't it?
It's a British mountain.
A British mountain, yeah. Behind us, topped with a bit of snow, clad in forest, and then it rolls down, and then there's these open ridge lines as it falls to our left.
Yeah, very, very gradual slope, like...
It's actually kind of crazy, like, as far as the eye can see, it's forest. As far as the eye can see. And then to our right, it's kind of similar, but a bit more open.
Maze.
Yeah, you got the maze behind
us. To the right, we've got... It's funny, you can see it now. It's just like... It looks like layers of rock.
Yeah, like, it's just ridgeline layers.
Ridgeline, very close together.
For that whole time, we were never along the top of a ridgeline. We were traversing along the sides.
And then going over, and then going up, and then down.
Yeah.
Cool.
Just keep going up, I want to see what's at the top.
And then in front of that, there's a ridgeline walk.
Whoop whoop.
I love a ridgeline walk.
That's my happy music. Juniper trees, yeah, looks like it. Junipers seem to love to grow in these exposed areas covered in rock where there's really nothing but pioneer little shrubs on the floor. And then suddenly the juniper tree is just like, BAM! I'm here! What are you going to do? I'm starting growth. Nice. So what we got? More forest. But along... Yeah, along the top. And it's kind of, it does open up a little bit over there. Got a few areas of open ground coming up if we head in that direction. It really is quite beautiful.
I think it's beautiful. Stay away from your face.
Oh, sweaty. Super sweaty. Do you think that's the trail over there? Going?
Could be, but it might be a bit big.
There's so many dirt roads and trails around here that it's not... When we say we come to the top and we can see like where we go, sometimes it's really obvious which one's the trail.
Yeah.
And then other times it's just like... Because the trail pretty much goes in a uniform direction, kind of. It has a few squiggly wigglies. Or geographically it will make sense if it dives off, you can see where the ridge line goes.
Yeah.
But right now we can see the direction of the ridge line, but it could be that the trail goes like dips over that peak over there, and what we're seeing is like a dirt road going off to the right. So it's not always like, yeah, we can see exactly where we're going, but it just gives you an idea.
Like, you know you're not gonna go that way, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, We climbed to the top of this for a reason. We're not going to just jump back off back into the maze.
Yeah, yeah.
We're either going to go in that direction or we're going to go in that direction.
Well, he's pointing in several directions currently, none of which you guys know of.
Yeah. Well,
in front of us and to the side of us.
We're at the top of the ridgeline, so we're either going to go down the right-hand side of the ridgeline in the end or down the left-hand side. Right?
Right.
That's how it
goes. Or left.
That's it.
I know, I was just joking. That's because I said right, isn't it? That was a bad joke, wasn't it?
Well, that's ironic. The one time that we're at a road and we're not trying to hitch, a car pulls up and says, do you want to ride to Quincy?
I know. And we're like, tomorrow, yeah. not right now. Oh, that was nice. I was like, so basically, yeah, we came across this road and you cross the road and we were trying to figure out where the PCT goes because it's not straight across. You have to walk along an opposite road for a little bit. Do you think this is it? Pretty hard to figure it out. So we were stood there for like literally half a minute, and I hear a car coming, and I think, when this car comes past, I'm just gonna wave just in case. So I wave, and lo and behold, it pulls into where we are, and I was like, oh, that was amazing. Turns out it's this lady called Barbara, who's a trail angel from Quincy, who's bringing two hikers back to the trail. And she was like, yeah, like, do you want to lift Quincy? We're like, oh, yeah, but not now, blah, blah, blah. She was like, okay, well, hit me up tomorrow when you need the lift. So that's really nice. And we got like peanut butter jelly. Oh, I'm turning American. A peanut butter jam sandwich, which was really nice. But yeah, it is, Molly's right. It's just so ironic that like recently it's been so hard to get any lifts because not many people seem to really know what the PCT is like in the towns, or maybe they're all tourists. And then we're literally just out of road, and the only car that comes past within half a minute is a trail angel from where we need to get to tomorrow, not today. I was like, damn it, no. But they had the funniest little dog, and the lady was just driving whilst holding her dog. What kind of breed was that, Mo?
Chihuahua.
Yeah. That was a fat chihuahua.
Very fat.
It had like four little stumpy legs, and was literally, its body was like just a blob. A blob with a face on it.
And then they have peanut butter you said that.
Peanut butter jam. Which is nice. And I suppose you guys can hear it too well, but as we're walking through what is now a more exposed landscape, still dotted with pine trees and fir trees, and with many a shrub, I just noticed that this area has become a humdrum of life, as the air is literally humming with insect wing and birdsong, and it's thick with the smell. That sweet honey-like bush. It really has become completely covered in flora and fauna. There's still, like I said, the pines, the firs, poking their way out. They leave these huge open spaces where now that, I don't know, maybe we're at a low elevation or something, manzanita bush is overtaken once again. And with quite a growth as well. It's a big manzanita bush, standing nearly as tall as I am, and is coated and covered in the tiny little white buds of the flowers that dangle there like little small tiny barbels. Sorry, baubles. Baubles. And then dotted in amongst there are various other shrubs that I don't know how to identify, and then you've got that beautiful thick bush of many a white flower that which has just given off that amazingly sweet milky fragrance. It's absolutely glorious. Down along where the path is, where the bush cannot grow because there's too much tread work, mule ears, these small yellow flowers growing on stalks, kind of like, I don't know, at the moment they haven't quite opened, so they kind of look in their bulbous fashion, almost like daffodils waiting to open up, but when they do open, they're very small yellow flowers standing on huge long stalks. I've got this other plant which has leaves which are kind of like almost pine-like, needle-like, long, thin, light green leaves that sprout out either side of the stalk as it goes up, and then concludes at the top with a crown of red petals, beautifully stark against the yellow of those flowers and mule's ears. We have those purple bell-like spires almost coming out, which often accompany the mule ears on ridge lines. We've got these small little tufts every now and then where there's almost nothing else growing. You've got these tiny little tufts. The flowers almost like the tops and the flowering buds of thistle bush, purple and kind of like domed and flowery, bushy little cups of purple colour. Beautiful, beautiful. And then darting in amongst all of this are so many different species of butterfly. We've got the, let me have a look, I've got like a little list of names now. But you've got the swallowtails, there's a particular type of swallowtail. Beautiful, huge species of butterfly. Large extending wings, black along the outside and beautiful patterns of yellow and white on the end. It's called the It's either the Western Tiger Swallowtail or the Pale Tiger Swallowtail, but there's definitely a hint of yellow. It's not vibrant yellow like the Western Tiger Swallowtail seems to be in this picture, but it's a very pale kind of dulled yellow, but it's certainly there with little hints of blue around the base of the tails as well. And they're called swallowtails because I think I've explained before, but on the back ends of their two wings, on the back ends of the two wings there are these small little flicks that come out like those of the swallowtails. Beautiful, beautiful species. And then we've got these amazingly coloured Mormon fritillaries. So this is quite a small butterfly. It's got such a bright orange colour. That's all it is. Like, there's no outline to it. It's just pure bright orange flashes with these black dots all over the wings, and they really stand out. And they often fly around in several individuals. One's just flown past me just there. Beautiful flashes of orange as they go by. But yeah, they're often in like twos or threes. Then we've got the tiny blue ones, which may be, but yet to confirm, maybe this bad boy, which is the Western Tailed Blue. Now, I'm not too sure because I can't see it enough. It's really fast, really small, but then the picture, it has, again, kind of like the swallowtails, two inward hooking flicks off of the end of the wings, but they're too small for me to see. But yeah, beautiful, vibrant flashes of colour. I'm loving it. And then in amongst the dirt, got all of these lizards running around. I saw one earlier, which was, I'm so sure it was pregnant. It was so fat. Quite a small species, but so fat. Yeah?
I'm really thirsty. I need to stop at the next trickle we see.
Okay, sounds good.
What?
I was just going, no, nothing. I was just describing to the people of like all the beauty around, like all the butterflies and the lizards and the colours and sounds and stuff.
Sorry.
No, it was cute. That's how it's...
Just need to make sure you know.
Yeah, let's stop at the next one. Yeah, I'm pretty thirsty too. Are you out of water?
Yeah.
Do you want to sip some of mine?
Thank you.
No worries. Is that what you wanted?
I don't want to waste it. I thought we're getting into the zone where we might need to start planning our water.
Oh, really?
Well, I haven't noticed water since I've been there.
Yeah, I guess so, and it's getting pretty hot as well. But yeah, absolute humdrum of life in these open areas. I'm loving it. Flicks and flashes of colour everywhere. Let's see. Is this the one?
This is the road.
Alright.
I'm just need a wee.
Palma. Nope. What did I say? Fowler Park Trailhead. Nice. Wow. We're having a solid day today. We've done around 15 miles and it's about midday. Yeah, midday. We've done, I think, nearly 15 miles, maybe just under 15. We're having such a good day today. Only issue is, it's a lot drier than we thought. and Molly ran out of water around breakfast time a couple of hours ago, and quite a few miles back. So she's gonna head on off down a side trail in a second. To go hunt down some water. I'm going to take charge of the bags. Find me some shade. Eat me some snacks. Oh. Just seeing if there's anything around the trailhead. Sometimes there's picnic tables or something. Be a good time to have lunch. I don't see any picnic tables. Oops. Oops, there goes my pole. Oh, which way do you go, do you know? Oh, it feels good to have the bag off. Wow. Molly came back early. She got water. Huzzah! Good job, Boo.
I was thinking I'd be able to find some water because this is 2019, yo.
I'd be able to find water because this is 2019. Water should be available for everyone by now.
A big snowy year, so.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, yeah. I thought you meant like, come on guys, it's modern day. Jeez, water, stop discriminating us.
No. Get some water. I've been.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to. I'm gonna bring my bag over. I'm gonna fill up the water. Gonna eat some food. It's gonna be good.
Get me lunch out.
All right then. I will. We are currently on our way down to the Middle Fork of Feather River. How cute. That's a nice name, isn't it? Middle Fork of Feather River. And down there, we are aiming to collect some water from the river. But also, who knows, it could be our camp spot tonight. We've already gone over our 20 miles today. It is about, what's the time? Time phone, tell me, it's 10 past 3. And to get to this river will make us be at, I think, like 23 miles, I think, which is pretty good. We would be very happy with that. And to camp or set up camp pretty early would be really, really nice, because then it just means we can get up early again tomorrow, if not earlier, and then, you know, it would just propagate more and more miles each time. So yeah, we're just kind of going to play it by ear. We just came past probably about a mile ago or something, or maybe 2 miles ago, we came across a chopped down segment of tree alongside the trail. And on it, it had drawn a little stick man in a river with a campsite next to it. It was really cute. And then an arrow pointing down the path saying 3.7. So that's pointing towards the Middle Fork Feather River, and essentially is saying, good spot for camping and swimming in the river. That to us sounds lush. It's been such a hot day and we've been saved by these pine forests, particularly since lunch. Since lunch, we've literally just been in one woodland, winding our way slowly down to a really low elevation. I think when we get to where we are aiming for to potentially hitch to Quincy, wow, sentence, we'll be down at like elevation 3000 or something ridiculously low like that, and then the next like stretch is then climbing back up. So that's a bit of a pain, but you know, ups and downs. So I'm intrigued to see what's at this river, and to be honest, I'm quite looking forward to potentially camping, but I'm not going to say that in my brain quite yet, because if it's busy or whatever with maybe tourists, because there was a car at the trailhead back there, then we might just keep on going on and pushing a few more miles. But you know, we've done so well that I feel like to have an early camp wouldn't be such a bad thing at all. Actually, it just wouldn't. 20 mile minimum, anything above is absolute profit, and to stop at a 23 mile, having gotten there by like 4 or something, is you know, that's incredibly good. Because imagine if this river wasn't here and we just didn't stop and we just kept on going, looking for like a normal regular camp spot, you know, you could push 25, who knows. Anyway, it's not about the miles or the numbers, but it's just, you know, it just makes us feel good after a day like yesterday, where there's so much like speculation and confusion and everything like that. To have a day where we've managed to get up early, it's been a beautiful day. We've been nice and cool in the woodlands. We've, you know, gotten miles done, put under our belt well early in the day, which just like boosts morale. You know, lunch with 15 miles under your belt is such a nice feeling. Yeah, it would be such a lovely way to end the day next to a river that we could take a dip in, and plenty of water for drinking and cooking, and set up camp early, dry a few things that may need to be dried, and wash some clothes maybe in the river. Oh. Anyway, let's not get our hopes up too high. We have no idea what it's actually going to be like, but the signs are looking good. This river is gorgeous. It is so nice. It's a pretty strong flowing river with many rapids flowing down, and then it passes beneath this massive wood and iron bridge that's like we just crossed a second ago. It stands so tall, probably 60 feet above the river itself. We've decided that we're not gonna camp here. Molly's feeling pretty good and she wants to push. So we're gonna go another 3.6 or something miles to Bear Creek, and this starts essentially from here. We've got like a 10 mile climb, and that will start the climb and mean that we can finish it off tomorrow morning before we get to where we want to hitch to Quincy from, which is only about 13 miles away from here now actually. So it would set us up pretty well for tomorrow. I'm not a huge fan because I'm wanting to relax next to this river now, and I kind of wanted to dip in and everything, but you know, sometimes you got to make these compromises. And Molly's dipped her feet in, we're getting water from here, and then we're going to head up to Bear Creek. Hopefully it's not too much of a climb, too sweaty or anything. We then will collect water from Bear Creek and then go like another 0.1 or something to a secondary campground, which might be a little bit more secluded. So apparently quite a few people are heading there. And then that will be our campground tonight. So a little bit more to go, and we'll be finishing on like a 26 mile day, which is pretty damn decent. I just hope it doesn't kill us for tomorrow or affect our like comfort tonight or anything like that. But yeah, for now, we're just gonna sit by this river, and it is gonna be nice. Just realized all of that was in the wind. I hope you heard that. I don't think so. Apparently there's a bridge across it. Sorry? Yeah. I think we've still got like a mile to go, so. This is Bear Creek, nice little bridge crossing over it. Oh, it's flowing nicely. I think I can still take a dip here. Yeah. I don't know where though. This is a drop-off. Do you want to have a double check? So you might be like after the bridge, like 0.2 or something like that. And I don't want to be away from the water. Do you want to keep on going up?
Well, I think it is far, but I'm just checking out.
Guess maybe it's off to the right, up the trail, off the trail.
Great camping after the bridge.
Oh, there we go. Just off to the right of the trail. Goes down to, yeah, nice little spot here. Good access to the river, I think. Nice. Sure. Boom. So what mile are we at now?
We are at miles.
In the 50s, surely.
1, 2, 5, 3, exactly.
1, 2, 5, 3. Oh, damn, son. Big day.
Yay!
Nice one, Mo.
I'm really happy with that.
High five.
Boom!
Boom.
Biggie and Molly, we did it.
I'm going to go take a bath quick before I get too cold.
Yeah.
Oh.
Molly's on a mission to kill absolutely every living thing that is in this tent.
Including you.
Including me. God damn it.
This is a moss.
Oh. You gonna leave him be? Yeah, I guess so. We are kind of in Mosquitoville right now. It's not too bad though.
Tired.
How would you rate the dip?
The what?
The dip.
Yeah, it was good.
It was so nice.
It was really nice, although I forgot how to walk without trekking poles.
It was slippery, man.
But it was like I'd never been on an uneven surface before. I was like, I don't know how to do that. Like, how do I trust my feet?
Oh, it's so nice. It's a Bear Creek, this one. It's quite a nice, fast-flowing, but really shallow creek.
Yeah, the return of Bear Creek.
Yeah, man, they name everything after bears out here. And,
if you remember, Bear Creek was our most dangerous and scary river crossing where Ethan fell in.
In the Sierra.
Yeah.
So this is Bear Creek part two, apart from this one's lovely.
Yeah.
We just literally sat in the middle of the flow, just enjoying the cold refreshingness and
cleaned just our socks.
Yeah, cleaned our socks. It sucked away some of the tension and the pain out from our feet and legs. It was just lovely. We just sat there for about 5 minutes or so.
Yeah, it was really
and the
nice.
Banks of the river had these huge. We used to have them outside.
They're like rhubarb plants. I can't remember what their real names are.
Yeah, like big, these like large, single leaves, massive, and they looked very like Jurassic World-esque plants. And it was just like, yeah, you're either back in time or you were somewhere in New Zealand. I don't know, but it was just beautiful.
It was really nice.
And then. Set up camp below some trees just on the bank, and there's a few people who've joined us around. There's like four other tents. There's plenty of space, and we just, you know, tucked up and had our food, the usual sort of thing. But today we've ended on such a fantastic night, you know, like finishing off with a dip in the river. It's beautiful, and it's not common to get that, like, well, for us at least anyway. That was like the first time we've properly dipped into a river, I guess, because everything else was ice melt and frozen up until now, kind of. But the water was nice and cool, it wasn't cold.
Yeah, but it was nice temperature.
Yeah. And yeah, we've just ended a fantastic day. 26.4 miles today. And we felt good at the end of it too.
Yeah.
Like, painful feet and legs and everything, like sore, but it wasn't too bad. If this campsite wasn't here, I mean, it could have kept on going for a little bit. And it's just set us up super nice for tomorrow. So tomorrow, or the next episode for you guys, will be us going to Quincy for a resupply to get us to Chester, which is going to be our next overnight, like Nero. Quincy is only 10 miles from here, so we're going to get up early.
The road to Quincy.
Sorry, yeah, the road to Quincy is only 10 miles. Quincy's like 13 miles off trail.
Yeah.
And we're going to catch, hopefully catch a hitch around, what's it called, Buck's Landing?
Buck's Lake. Yeah.
And then hopefully someone will be able to take us to Quincy.
We can go to the Safeway and we can have our
lunch. Oh, they have a Safeway?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Safeway's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Safeway and lunch and all sorts, having done 10 miles. And then because of the extra mileage we did today, it's not even that much of a precedent for us to have to do 20 miles tomorrow or something like that. Technically, we would only have to do 13 to stay on our schedule. So, yeah, we'll just pop out of Quincy and do a minimum of 3 miles and maybe push it just a little bit more if we fancy it. But yeah, it's nice to have set us up so nicely today. I'm glad. I was like kind of a little bit annoyed about not being down by the middle fork of Feather River at first, because I had such high hopes for like a nice dip in there and a fire maybe and something like that. But actually I'm really, really happy we made the decision to come up here.
Me too.
It was so good.
I just knew we could, and I'm really glad I made the decision. Like,
yeah.
To, because I knew in my heart, like, I wanted to maximize myself today.
It was such a good day to do it as well.
Yeah.
Terrain's been really good, so we've basically just been in woodland most of today, on gradual slopes, ups and downs. But it's been really easy to pick up miles. It's been, despite just basically being in woodland, it's been pretty variant as well in terms of wildlife and everything, like huge swathes of butterflies and many a lizard out there today. And it's just been a really nice day actually, just to stroll around, and one of those days where we could just easily pick up miles. Getting up early today was such a benefit for it too. So then we're going to try to get up early again tomorrow just to get to Quincy ASAP so that we can enjoy some time there for a little bit. Kind of basically, this is a redo of Truckee. We're going in and out again. But yeah, thank you so much for joining us today. It was such a nice day, and made better by your presence. Oh, lovely, always appealing to fans. And yeah, we'll catch you tomorrow on the next episode. Thank you so much. Bye. Much love.